Coming up on episode number 1345, it's time to bring Sexy back with our suit and tie and a bunch of covers. Yeah, Justin Timberlake is turning 40 years old, so it's time to celebrate the birthday of the former boy band member, former, current actor. I mean, you know, what's he done? What's he done for us recently? We'll also have an interview with Delvon Lamar of the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio and hear their brand new cover, which is awesome. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, February 4th, 2021. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today on the show, we're going to be hearing from Delvon Lamar of the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio about their brand new album and a great cover that they included on that album, Just For Me. Well, all right, maybe not just for me, but it felt like it was just for me. Before that, though, we've got Justin Timberlake, who's turning 40. We need to get to some covers. Let's start with this one from Noah Guthrie from the Covers Volume 2 album from 2014. It's time to bring Sexy back.
Burn it up for me and that. want you something to admire, 'cause your shine is something like a mirror, and I cannot but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we gotta go. Just put your hand on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong, 'cause I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The vacancy is set in my heart is a space tonight holds. So show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. 'Cause it's like in my mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. I know it's scared, it's promised that we're making into reflections into one. 'Cause it's like in my mirror staring back at me, staring back at me. Aren't you something unoriginal? 'Cause it doesn't seem any assemble, and I cannot but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Oh, I can never change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. 'Cause with a hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we gonna go. Just put your hand on the glass, I've been trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong, 'cause I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The vacancy is set in my heart is a space tonight you hold. So show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. Oh, it's like in my mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. Mystery, oh.
gonna get you on the floor good looking. Going out so hot, just like an oven. I'll put myself with you, stab to touch it. It's so fly, and it's all mine. Hey, babe, you don't mind all the watching? Cause if they study close, real close, they might learn something. She ain't nothing but a little doozy when she does it. She's so fly tonight. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines, let me show you a few things. All pressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight, let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things, show you a few things about love. Now we're in the swing of love, let me show you a few things, show you a few things about love. Hey, stop, let me get a good look at it. So thick, now I know what they call it, a fatty. Oh, shit, so sick, got a hit and picked up a habit. And that's alright, cause you're all mine. Go on and show them who you call daddy. I guess they're just bad guys, girl, they wish they had it. My killer, my filler, yeah, you're a classic. And you're all mine tonight. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight, let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things, show you a few things about love. In the swing of love, let me show you a few things, show you a few things about love. Hey.
Change. If you smile then I Richie.
Awesome 40 knows it cause they're lonely. Aren't you sick of the same thing? This is so and so is didn't love you while they're hidden. When it doesn't matter anyway, cause we're here tonight. If you smile then that should set the tone. Just be limber, baby. If you let go the music should move your bones. Baby, just remember,
sing a song with me.
Ain't nobody love you like I love you. You're a good girl, that's what makes me trust you. Late at night I talk to you. You don't know the difference when I touch you. You know I could make you happy. I could change your life. If you give me that chance to be your man, I won't let you down. If you give me that chance to be your man, put in my jacket and then maybe we'll fly.
Dream about this when I was a kid. Growing up in Billingham, we used to put on our mum's records. My favourite moment was on I Feel For You, where that bloke went, Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Like I Love You by Maximo Park with a little bit of Chaka Khan, everybody. Everybody Chaka Khan. That one recorded live for Radio 1 for a tribute they did back in 2007 where they looked back at music from 40 years prior, from 1967, and had new artists doing some covers of old stuff, but also doing new covers of new stuff. Radio 1 established 1967, Maximo Park, with a cover of Justin Timberlake's Like I Love You. Definitely not a song from 1967, let's be clear. Before that, Corey Huvel with a cover of Suit and Tie, that one from his acoustic covers from 2012. Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra bringing us Rock Your Body, that one from Hits the Hits. And I know we're approaching Super Bowl time, or the big game, if you are not able to say Super Bowl. And it's hard not to think of the Super Bowl, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake situation, the fiasco, the wardrobe malfunction when you hear Rock Your Body. So it's fun to hear that one this close to the Super Bowl. Ellie Goulding before that with a cover of Mirrors, that one recorded for BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge in 2013. And we start things off with Noah Guthrie bringing Sexy back, that one from his covers album, The Covers Volume 2 from 2014. Let's get to another set of Justin Timberlake. Let's get to a cover by Justin, along with Charlie Sexton. It's, you know, you don't hear a lot of covers from Justin Timberlake, but if you're going to hear a cover from him, why not cover one of the most covered songs of all time? Here's Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, covered by Justin Timberlake featuring Charlie Sexton.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composed an alleluia. Alleluia.
Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew a hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If I wrote you a symphony just to say how much you mean to me,
what would you do?
If I told you you were beautiful, would you date me on the regular?
Tell me, would you?
Well, baby, I've been around for a while, but I ain't seen myself another girl.
See, what's the point in waiting anymore?
Those flashing lights come from everywhere. The way they hit them, I just stop and stare. I'm lost on from everywhere. And he knows, I think that he knows, oh. And now I walk around without a care. He's got me hooked, it just ain't fair. But I'm lost on, and I could swear that he knows, I think that he knows.
Those flashing lights come from everywhere. The way they hit it, I just stop and stare. She's got me love stoned. I think I'm love stoned. She's got me love stoned. I think that she knows. Think that she knows, oh, oh. I think that she knows. Think that she knows, oh, oh. I think that she knows. Think that she knows, oh, oh. Those flashing lights come from everywhere. The way they hit her, I just stop and stare. Love stone from everywhere, and she knows. Think that she knows, oh, oh. And now I walk around without a care. She's got me hooked, it just ain't fair. But I'm love stone, and I can swear that she knows. Think that she knows, oh, oh. I think that she knows. Think that she knows, oh, oh. I think that she knows. I think that she knows, oh. She's got me love stoned. Don't wanna be love stoned. I think I'm love stoned. I think that she knows. Think that she knows, oh.
My sun, and you were my earth, but you didn't know all the ways I loved you, no, so you took a chance, made other plans. But you didn't think today would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say, oh, why you did. I already know. I found out about him. And babe, it's just no chance for you and me. There'll never be. And don't it make you sad? You tell me you love me. Oh, why did you leave me all alone? You tell me you need me when you call me on the phone. You must have been confused with some other girl. Oh, now your bridges got burned, and now it's your turn to cry. Oh, cry me a river. 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 Yeah, yeah. You know how they say that some things are better unsaid, but it wasn't like you only talked to him, and you know it. And none of these things people tell me keep messing with my head. You should have picked honesty, then you might not have blown it. Oh, you don't have to say, oh, why you did. I already know. Just no chance for you and me. There'll never be. And don't it make you sad? You tell me you love me. Oh, why did you leave me all alone? You tell me you need me when you call me on the phone. And boy, I refuse. You must have been confused with some other girl. Oh, now your bridges got burned, and now it's your turn to cry. Oh, cry me a river. 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 Don't cry me a river. Don't cry me a river. Don't cry me a river.
Radio One. It's the Live Lounge.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. City, all through my home. We're flying up no ceiling when I'm in my zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, we're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. Got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. More like the way we like it. So don't stop.
you naked by the end of this song. So why did you come for?
With a cover of Can't Stop the Feeling. A little bit of Rock Your Body in there as well, but definitely doing the Justin Timberlake medley to close out the second set there. That one recorded for the BBC One's Radio Live Lounge 2016. Yeah, people in the chat room either figured it out or they just spouted random years until they got it right. Ollie Murs and Can't Stop the Feeling. Gabriella Chimley with a cover of Cry Me a River. She's someone who had a really big hit with Sweet About Me. Really, really big song. And then didn't come out with a great second single. And I really want to know what happened and where she's got more music, because love the sound of her voice. I know she's got kind of a Duffy, Amy Winehouse kind of sound to her, but I love that old style. Vocal style. Gabriella Chimley with a cover of Cry Me a River. That one recorded for the Ministry of Sound, Uncovered 2. Katie King brought us, or Khaki King brought us that cover of I Think She Knows, that one from the Guilt by Association Volume 2 album from 2008. And the XX with a cover of My Love, that one also from the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge. 1 year later than Can't Stop the Feeling, 2017 is when they got into the studio and recorded that one. We start things off with Justin Timberlake and Charlie Sexton doing a cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's been a while. It's been a long while since I've played a cover of that song, so it felt like it's okay to bring something like that out. They recorded that back in 2010 for a tribute charity album called Hope for Haiti Now, and raised a lot of money for a really good project. Hallelujah by Justin Timberlake and Charlie Sexton. So big, happy 40th birthday to JT, and hope he's doing well. I had the pleasure of sitting down and chatting with Delvon Lamar of the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio a couple days ago to talk about the brand new album and talk about a single, a cover that they've released from that. We're going to hear that single in just a moment, but let's listen to the interview I had with Delvon Lamar. So you guys started playing together in 2015, is that right?
Yep.
How'd y'all find each other?
Well, I've known Jimmy for a long time. You know, when I met Jimmy, he wasn't even old enough to get in a club, or barely. I was playing a gig every week at this place called The Central. And then, you know, one day this kid comes in with his guitar. And we were just like, oh, let's get him up here. And man, he blew the roof off of that place.
But oh, he's got such a great style. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny because we never actually really played music until maybe 10, 11 years later. We've never played a gig together.
And oh, really? Somehow,
I don't remember how we actually got on this gig, but we both ended up on the same gig. And that was really the first show that I played with Jimmy, and then maybe 5 years later, this band. So we've only really played once before this trio.
Well, you guys play off of each other really, really well. And I'm guessing it's the you know, the combination of the funk and jazz roots and influences. When you guys are performing live, is there a lot of improvisation that goes on between basically all three of you?
Oh yeah, it's a a big chunk of it is improvisational. You know, we generally play a melody and then the gloves come off. whatever happens, happens. You know, we'll change the song. We'll weave back and forth in between other songs in that one song. I don't know. It keeps music interesting and fresh.
Oh, for sure. And it's always such a great thing to see when you see a jazz group, the constant, you know, paying attention to each other and saying, okay, I'm doing a solo on this one. So you guys just keep going and then handing it back to them and that sort of thing. I love seeing that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. The brand new album, I Told You So, I'm really, really enjoying it. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like it belongs in 2021 just as much as it belongs in like the 1960s Motown and Stax sound. Of course, love a lot of the songs on there, especially the slow burn of From the Streets. Are there any songs besides, we'll talk about the cover, of course, but are there any other songs that have a great story behind them?
Well, every song we write has a story about it.
I love hearing that.
so like From the Streets, for example, you know, when I was young, I was a little roughneck. I was a little thug. Mm-hmm. Used to try to follow my older brother, you know, and getting on all kind of crazy troubles. So I don't know, when I wrote that groove, it just reminded me of like how I used to be when I was younger.
Really?
And, you know, okay. Things like that, and
I love it. I love influences like that. It's you know, it adds an extra dimension to the song the next time you listen to it, thinking about that kind of influence that it had on you. Mm-hmm. Really cool. All right, well, let's talk to you. This is Coverville, so we got to talk about the cover. Let's talk about "Careless Whisper." How did you guys pick that song to do a cover of?
Well, it's funny, you know. When during our live shows, you know, sometimes Jimmy loves to quote other music, you know, like we'll be in between, like I'll announce him and he'll throw in a quick riff or something like that. Uh-huh. And one day we were playing a show and he does, you know, I introduced him and he starts playing that saxophone line from Careless Whisper.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I said, I just jumped in like immediately. Like, as soon as he did, I was like, oh, okay, I got you. And I kind of hacked my way through it. And at first, we were just doing it as a little snippet. Every now and then, we'd just throw it in between songs. And then we finally said, let's go ahead and do the whole song. So we started doing a whole song. And every time we play that song, man, the crowd goes nuts. And my wife, my wife actually is the creator of this band, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. She said, we have to record that song. And at first I was like, I don't know if I want to put that on an album. Like, it's good live. I don't know if anybody want to hear that on an album. She was like, dude, just record it because it's really good. And so I said, all right, we'll do it. And we recorded it. And man, people love it. I was skeptical.
so glad you did. And you mentioned how the crowd goes wild. Is there a few moments at the beginning of that song that you can kind of watch the crowd and see them slowly recognize it as you're playing it?
Oh man, let me tell you, we did a show at the Jazz Cafe in London. And we started playing that song before I can even play the first melody note. That entire room, I never actually played the melody. The entire room sang that song from start to finish. And it was just, they went nuts, man. It was great.
That's great.
I let them play it.
Yeah, absolutely. The first time you guys performed that, how close to what we're hearing now on the studio cut is, was that first rendition of it? Did you guys have that sort of slow build to it? Like it's got where you're basically doing the back arrangement before you bring in the saxophone guitar performance?
You know, we've always kind of played it the same. The only difference is when we used to play it, we'd all just start in like the guitar line. We'll all just come in together. But one day, you know, because I don't make set list when we play. So I'll just start playing it. And I just started doing that groove, you know, and see if these guys are going to catch it. And that's how I got on. So everybody's looking at me like, what is this? What is this? And then I'll start playing the melody and they'll be like, oh, OK, I got you. And then that's how the whole beginning of that thing developed. But literally, we play it like we play the song in its original form, you know, kind of with our spin to it. But, you know, I try to play the melody line like he sang it. And that's one of my key things that I always try to do, because I realize we're an instrumental band and sometimes it's hard for people to relate to instrumental music. But, you know, I feel I have a very melodic way of playing. So
you really do.
People can actually hear, I've been told that people can actually hear the singing in my playing. And that's one of the goals that I try to achieve, you know, when I play.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely evident. And that's one of the things I really, really love about it too. Speaking of live, I mean, obviously with the pandemic, that's certainly cut into every band's ability to play live, but I see you guys are hopefully going to be in my neck of the woods in Aspen later this year.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It'd be great.
We were supposed to do that last year and it got rescheduled to this year.
Oh man. Yeah. It's unfortunate what's happened to a lot of bands, and it sounds like you guys have such a great time. And from the videos I've seen, looks like you guys have such a great time performing live that, that's one aspect of your band that I know we're all hoping to get back to normal soon is seeing you guys perform live. Fantastic. Well, Delvon, I'm going to go and let you go. I'm going to play this track for the audience. I know they're going to love it as much as I do, but thank you so much for your time today. And everybody needs to check out the new album, I Told You So, and it's fantastic.
And thanks for having me.
Thank you. final break. Bend the situation, create a good illusion. Feel the grip of your salvation. This is indeed a tender situation. Make a movement, state your case. Taste the waste, man, taste the waste. What is your place in my glorification? Yeah, this is really a tender situation. Get off the pot, man, shake and bake. Taste the waste, boy, taste the waste.
Tender situation. Eli Wing with a cover of Ween. Yeah, Gene and Dean Ween song. A band that just is criminally undercovered out there. So many great Ween songs and so few covers of them. Hope to hear more someday. Eli Wing has a brand new album. You can go check him out over there at Bandcamp and SoundCloud. Just do a search for Eli Wing, just like it's spelled, and you'll find all his places. You can go check out more of his music. Great cover sent in by Eli Wing there of Ween's Tender Situation. Before that, you heard Careless Whisper, covered by the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Those guys are so great. It was such a great opportunity to talk to Delvon about the album and about that song and about performing live. He's a great interview and really, really warm person to talk to. That brand new album is called I Told You So. If you like that Careless Whisper cover, you'll like everything you hear on that album. It's all great, smooth funk. No vocals, just all great funk, just like you heard right there. I Told You So, the new album by Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me, requests@coverville.com. Visit the website, that is coverville.com, for everything you need, past episodes, merch. If you like that hot merch, check out the store over there at coverville.com. Of course, there's also a way to support the show. If you want to become a patron and make sure that this show keeps the lights on, keeps the covers flowing, keeps the turntables spinning, go to patreon.com/coverville. And support the show any way you can. There's a lot of great options there for ways to support the show. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.